Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Thursday, as always, late edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swinger. Yeah, I've survived traffic somehow, some way, and I've made it back to the studio to get you out of show. It's the 3rd of December, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, Google's got some nice little features coming to you on their mobile version of Chrome, promising they can actually save your mobile data usage by up to 70%. Really? What's the catch? Well, the catch is they actually automatically strip out images from web pages, meaning you're really going to benefit if you're on a slow connection. So you're not going to have to worry about all those images downloading unless you want them to. You do have that option. Also, if you're watching your data usage too with your plan, well, this might also be a nice feature for you. I know what you're thinking. This sounds kind of familiar. Well, it should, because Nokia actually did it first with the E63. Yeah, remember that? Way back in 2008. Although it has to be said, the experience on the Chrome browser using this feature, yeah, it's a little bit better than it was on a Nokia. Alright, it's time to play everybody's favorite new game show, Who's the CEO of Tidal this week? Yeah, Tidal, you know, Jay-Z's music streaming service, you know, that thing that nobody's subscribed to? Well, they got another new CEO. This time, it's the former SoundCloud executive. You might know him better as Jeff Tuig. Hope I said that right. He was actually the chief business officer over there at SoundCloud, but he'll step into the new role over there at Tidal coming January. That will make him the third CEO in 8 months to join the music streaming service. So will the third time be a charm? Well, who knows? Actually, the aim is to differentiate the company from larger competitors such as Spotify and Apple Music, saying that Tidal's more up to promote live shows and offer exclusive tracks, unlike those other services. We'll see how the third CEO does. Anybody want to take any bets that by February there'll be another one? Come on, place your bets. Oh, it seems that Microsoft really wants your privacy. I mean, wants you to upgrade to Windows 10. So much, in fact, they're trying to make the upgrade experience even easier than it was a few months ago. So, to entice these people to get from Windows 7 or 8.1 up to Windows 10, Microsoft has rolled out some new updates for the older operating systems, which promise to make the upgrade much smoother for those who decide to take the plunge. Literally, you're going to be doing that. Remember, it is a Microsoft thing. In actual fact, if you are on Windows 8.1, you've probably seen this in your update area. You know that KB3112336? Yeah, that thing? Yeah, that's your upgrade. The description actually says that this update enables support for additional scenarios from Windows 8.1 to Windows 10 and provides a smoother experience when you have to retry an operating system upgrade because of certain failure conditions. This update also improves the ability of Microsoft to monitor the quality of the upgrade experience. There's your keyword right there. Monitor the upgrade experience. Yeah, Microsoft, I think that's why the slowdown of migration has happened to Windows 10 all of a sudden. People figured out that, oh, wait a minute, Microsoft turned into Big Brother. And finally, time to give old Mr. Santa Claus a call for today. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning.
How you feeling today?
Yes, I feel fine. Fine, it doesn't affect me anymore.
Well, what about all the nausea and all that?
Yeah, well, but I tend to sleep off pretty easily. Anyway, I've got a question for you today, Kyle.
Okay.
Yes. Have you ever had any trouble getting women?
No, not really.
No? Oh, well, that's good to know. Because the reason is, I get women, obviously, because I'm Santa.
yeah, it's a given, yeah.
So there's the celebrity,
right,
if you will, that
right,
goes with me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a notch on their bedpost. I said, wow, yeah. Yes, big notch as well, I can tell you.
Yeah.
But some of us can't, of course.
True.
And for those of us that struggle with the opposite sex, one should never underestimate the ability to have a sexy accent when one's looking for opposite sex. So
true.
I've got a fantastic gift today. Yes, it's not crap, it's absolutely marvelous. I'm sure it works.
Okay.
I can't believe that it's snake oil. I can't believe they're trying to pull one over on me. But you can have your own Irish accent. Yes, because of course the Irish accent is very sexy, both in men and women.
I guess so, yeah.
If you'd like a member of the opposite sex, give yourself an instant Irish accent with the Irish accent mouth spray.
Ah,
It's available from iwantoneofthose.com, and it's £6.99. Now, you say, oh, that might be an awful lot of money for something that's so stupid.
I've got to say
that anything that works has got to be good, and I really do believe them.
Yeah, I guess there's a sucker born every minute.
No, it wasn't born yesterday. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, it's obvious crap.
It's my choice. It's my guest spot. I choose what goes on, and I say Irish Axe and Mouth Spray is today's crap for Christmas. Do you hear me?
Okay, Santa. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'll be back again tomorrow with some more crap for Christmas, and then it's the weekend, so we won't have any. No, I can have a weekend off.
Yes. Okay, Santa.
Love to all your pals.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I've got to go. Bye.
All right, bye-bye, Santa.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, Santa. Ain't kind of grouchy today, ain't he? Yep.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the official BTN website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Hop on over there to check out all the great shows right here on the British Tech Network. You got the Mac Show, of course, the Big Show, the Pocket Show, the Gamer Show, the Guitar Show, the House of Cards Show. I'm telling you, the list is so long, that's all you're going to be doing over your Christmas vacation is just listening to BTN shows. And, of course, don't forget about the new show. Hi, yeah, we're right here. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and you can follow Santa himself at the Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S. Don't forget about that. As for the news show, of course, we'll be back tomorrow with your Friday, oh yeah, edition, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you, and thank you as always for listening.